Chris Swope is the Lansing City Clerk. He's on the other end of our line. Chris, how are you?
Fine. How are you, Tony?
I'm doing very well. How many people voted yesterday in the city of Lansing?
Well, we had about 12,000 people turn out, which is somewhere right around 15% of the voters. Actually, almost exactly what I predicted.
All right. Did you have any challenges with folks getting out to vote?
Well, there were, always some bumps in the road, but things overall went pretty smoothly. One thing that kind of came up during the day is the Secretary of State issued what they called a clarification on a question on the applications to vote regarding citizenship, but it was actually a complete change in their instruction to us on how to handle that. So I actually liked the new instructions better, and we implemented that as well as we could.
All right, so what will you do now that we're past the election, not only to assess what happened yesterday, but also to prepare for the fall?
Well, you know, we've got to get our election equipment picked up. We've got to get everything sorted out and work on getting, and I think I mentioned this to you previously, we always need more election workers. So for this November election, we're going to have a large number of voters, and we will need a lot of election workers. So we're always looking for them. But pretty much just clean up our stuff that we've dealt with, the absentee applications, you know, making sure that we're ready to get the ballots out for the November election. Based on the requests that have already come in for those.
And there were some issues throughout cities and municipalities around the state of Michigan in regards to getting those out in a timely way so they could be returned, but you didn't have those issues, or did you?
I did not have those issues. And the issue that you're talking about was the military and overseas voters.
Correct.
We have federal law that requires us to get those out 45 days before the election, and in Lansing here, we were able to do that, and those requests I have set aside in a special location already so that I will be prepared to get those out 45 days before the general election, and then, you know, but that's a relatively small number of people. In Lansing, that will end up being about 35 or 40 people in the military or overseas who voted already and sort of already requested a ballot. We issued about 5,000 absentee ballots, so it's the remainder of those that, you know, we need to make sure we're ready to go on for the November election.
All right, Chris, since you just mentioned a few seconds ago that you needed more workers, I have a few emails here from folks wondering what the process is, what it pays, and what they need to do to apply.
Well, we have an application on our website, or you can call my office to get one. We have to have an application, and state law actually requires a person to fill it out in their own handwriting and sign the application. So we have to have an application, and then we would put you on our list and send you a notice before each election to find out if you're available. So sometime in September, we would send you a letter and say, okay, are you actually available to work November 6th? And then if you are, we would put you in to be assigned. State law also requires that we train you, which, you know, of course, we want people to know what they're doing, so you'd have to attend a training session, and we usually have several times available, usually in the 2 to 3 weeks before the election, and we get you trained and ready for election day.
What's that pay, Chris?
Well, we pay $15 for the training, and then we pay $115 for the day for the election workers.
All right, Chris Swope is the Lansing City Clerk. Thanks so much, Chris.
Okay, thank you, Tony.